Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Wednesday, February 23rd. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. On February 23rd, 1802, a great snowstorm raged across New England. By nightfall, when the snow stopped flying, drifts in places near Boston piled up to 4 feet high. In those early days of the Republic, how did people get around in cities? How were the streets cleaned? Well, according to Marketplace.org, before the mid-1800s, there really wasn't any effort to get snow off roads. Before 1862, people didn't use snow plows at all. They used snow rollers. The way people traveled through the snow was by attaching skis to their horse-drawn carts and carriages. Snow rollers were huge horse-driven wheels that would flatten out the snow, making it easier for the carts with skis to move on the winter roads. But by the mid-19th century, as cities were rapidly growing in population, city streets needed to be entirely clear of snow for the businesses of the city to continue. And with this came the first snow plows, originally used by the city of Milwaukee in 1862. Early snow plows were horse-drawn and would deposit the compacted snow in huge piles on the city streets and sidewalks. Not all cities used snow plows, though. Some just needed shovels. In New York, clearing the snow was the responsibility of the police department, and officers would have to shovel. On February 23rd, 1802, in Boston, people were left to fend for themselves in dealing with a massive snowstorm, and it took more than a week to literally dig out. And that's what happened on February 23rd. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.